This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, we have a terrific lineup of stand-up comedy for you today. Back when I ran the clubs, we used to do what's called a co-headliner show on a pretty regular basis. And that's because we had so much terrific talent that sometimes it just made sense to have two headliners on the show. And that's what's going to happen in this podcast. Before we get to that, I wanted to just send a message out to my listeners. Hey, I've been doing this over a year. It's a effort of love for me. I love stand-up comedy. I love interacting with these old friends and reconnecting with people I haven't worked with in over 20 years. It's really been terrific. And I want to thank you, because if there weren't listeners, there'd be no point in doing it. So much appreciated. But I did want to say that I hope that you're finding it entertaining. There's nothing too political or opinionated or dramatic about any of these. It's just supposed to be fun. Hopefully it makes you laugh, maybe gives you a story or a joke to share with your family and friends. And again, it's just entertainment. And I hope that that's how it's coming across. But I'd love to have some input from you. So feel free to contact me through the website, www.standupcomedyyourhostandmc.com. Send me a message if there's more ideas or comics you want to hear from. If you like the interview segments, do you like the comedy segments? What do you think of the new bonus shows I've been adding, where comics are giving material that's they're working on now versus 20 years ago? So these are all things that I'd like to be able to interact with my listening audience to make it a more enjoyable podcast for you. I hope that's not too much to ask. Anyway, let's get back to some pure entertainment. I'm really excited about this week's show. As I mentioned, I'm putting two headliners on this show and a great opening act. Closing the show out of Texas, one of the best headliners we ever had at the club. You may remember him as one of the stars of Baywatch back in the day. Very funny comic, Tom McTeague, will be closing the show. Now, his set was recorded kind of softly, so be sure to listen. And coming up in the second spot is our other headliner. This guy is clean. He's funny. He's been on earlier podcasts. He's done cruises and clubs all over the world. Was a regular headliner at the club. The comedy of Greg Otto in just a few minutes. A nice short set from him. But right now, let's jump off this co-headlining show with a terrific opening act. You've heard her before, not only as a stand-up comic, but also as a co-host. She is a longtime friend, family member, really, that has worked with me since the very first day I opened my clubs. That's right, it's Lynn Stobener. And what a lot of people don't realize is she's just a really funny gal. And not only was she an employee and ended up being an MC at my clubs, but she developed into an actual terrific comic and opened for a lot of shows at my clubs, but also toured a little bit. And we're going to hear her do a very funny set. So ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into it with our first act, Lynn Stobener.
How about a great big hand for Lynn Stobener?
So are we ready to party?
Yeah!
That's pretty good. Let's get it going. On the count of three, let me hear. Let's party from everyone, okay? Count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Let's party!
God, the energy. That was amazing. This is fun. Kind of a good-looking crowd, which is very, very nice to see. Because last night, a bunch of ugly people showed up and it pissed us off, so. Was anybody here last night? Last night they raised their hands. It was very scary, but they were all from Stockton. That's why. And I'm kidding. Do you guys actually know that Stockton is a very, very old Spanish word that means nice town surrounded by a shitload of cows? trivia. Anyway, I'm in a pretty good mood. Finally got cable TV in my apartment today, which was quite exciting. And I was watching MTV, and I saw for the... Are we MTV fans?
No.
No. What are we? We VH1 people?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, VH1 is owned by MTV, so there you go. We're all one big happy family, somehow we're related. Anyway, I finally saw Michael Jackson's video, Dirty Diana. Have you seen this one? This is the one where he takes off his shirt. What a bod, huh? I haven't seen a bod like that since Bobby Brady took off his shirt to go into the dunk tank, so... Scary how well we can relate to, like, the Brady Bunch. And the Partridge Family, too. You know, I can't even watch L.A. Law because of Susan Day. I just know one episode she's going to go up to the podium and go, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think I love you." It's very hard for me to do. Anyway, you guys are a good-looking crowd. Lots of couples. Let me take a little survey here. How many men, by round of applause, are paying for the expenses on the date tonight? It's always like that. It's some sort of law. I think God said, men get the bills, women get periods. I am... Ladies, don't you love it when your boyfriend comes up to you and goes, "Honey, I got a cramp in my foot." And you can just go, "Suffer, bitch." Ladies love that one. "Here's some Midol. Call me in a week." Okay, see ya. Some weight, you're retaining a little bit too much water. Yeah, okay. That's so funny. Last night after the show, we went out dancing, and it's kind of funny. It's one of these dance clubs at like 2 o'clock in the morning, because all the guys, you know, they get a little nervous. They're alone. So they become like George Michaels, you know? They just come up to you, "I want your sex. I want your love." I just love to turn to them and go, "I'd love to be your salty wench, but they have no..." Out that crowd nicely, let me tell you. Another survey here. How many women love to shop for clothes? Oh yeah, that's our sport. I love getting clothes, but I hate shopping because I go to the stores and I see the clothes on the mannequins and they look great, and I put them on and I look like Rhoda Morgenstern. But I figured out why. Gotta have that pull up the rear action going. Oh, what a place to put a pole, huh? Yeah, that's kind of good. No wonder their hands are falling off. I went by the store Pretty and Plump the other day. Have you seen this one? Ooh, that's insulting, man. If you're shopping around Macy's and the lady came up to you and goes, "Boy, you know you're pretty, but you're plump." Kind of whacker. Because you know the kind of advertising that you're going to be hearing for this place pretty soon. "Madge, where'd you get that lovely outfit?" "Well, I was shopping down at the Pretty and Deform store. Couldn't find a thing there, so I got it at Wagner's Big and Beast-like. What do you think, huh?" Stupid. You know what stores really are pretty dumb lately? Are the supermarkets. The Bel Air by my apartment complex has seat belts in the shopping carts for the kids. Apparently there's some problem with some deranged mothers just taking those corners a little too sharp. I don't know. Kind of drag racing, I guess. I don't know. Next thing you know, they have to have like little airbags in the shopping carts, perhaps. God forbid there's any of those Pinto cart cases. Shopping around all of a sudden, "Ron, we've got flames on aisle 9. Pretty darn scary. Sacramento, what a place. I love this town. It's a goofy town. It's like, do I go bowling or do I bury people in my front yard? I am. Dorothea had bowling shoes, this would be a better town, let me tell you. I did some reading today, some fascinating stuff in the Sacramento Bee. First off, you guys remember Kathy Rigby? Gymnast turned feminine hygiene kind of woman? It's the honest to God's truth. You guys know what she's doing for a living? She's a Vegas lounge singer. I don't know what she's singing. It's like, "Stay free." Now that Maxie's back in town. I guess, I don't know, it's just, I cracked up when I saw it. Another article I read was about our new jail downtown, which, I don't know if you've seen this, it's very nice. I might actually do some time there. But no, it's very nice, and apparently before they put the convicts in, they're having a fundraiser where you can actually have your friend arrested for a fee, and the money goes to a charity. And apparently for $50 extra, you can actually have them gang raped and tattooed. article that I read was about that guy named Walter Hudson, who weighed 1,200 pounds, and he's now down to 800. Woo! Hey, he looks good. He does. He, I feel sorry for him, but how does one get to weigh more than 1,000 pounds, you know? I mean, you figure around 650, he'd be going, I'm letting myself go. They say he got heavy because his girlfriend kept feeding him. Which I found very hard to believe that he actually had a girlfriend. I mean, God forbid, they're in bed one night, and all of a sudden you hear, you guys are sick. I love you. Man, this is great. Here's a real sick thought. Have you ever thought of your parents in a romantic interlude? That must have happened. Actually, I mention this because one night as a kid, I actually walked into my parents one night and I had no idea what they were doing. But years later, I remember thinking back how nice my dad looked in high heels and a leather miniskirt. God, I had a real bad dream last night. I had a nightmare that I became a state worker. And I woke up and I was wearing a dress with tennis shoes. It was my state worker joke. You know, I was coming to work tonight, and I was coming off Greenback, off freeway onto Greenback, and the guy was very nice. He let me over, and for a moment, I wish I had a button that would, you know, kind of like a blinker that said, thank you very much. Of course, most of the time, I just want that button that would say, why the hell did you cut me off, you asshole? Just thought that was funny. But I'm usually a pretty happy person, even though a couple things have been ticking me off lately. Do you guys get mad? Does it bother you that the toilet paper companies find it necessary to glue the first 75 sheets of the roll together? It's going, got a floor full of Charmin shrapnel. It pisses me off. Another thing I hate is driving when I'm tired because I can't keep myself awake. I do the thing they say, turn up the radio real loud, slap yourself on the face. I even roll down the window and start doing this thing out of it. We all do this, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I can't keep myself awake. I just start to run over things. It's like, no problem. Just a pile of grass. Wearing a reflective collar. No problem. You guys, the honest to God truth, the other night, I actually, for the first time in my life, I hit a cat. It was terrible. And I felt, I know it lived though, because I saw it move. And I called the SPCA and they said someone took it to the vet. But the cat wanted to die. It saw me and then lunged its body under my front tire. And I have a Mitsubishi Colt, so he almost rolled me, okay? I mean, he, like, flexed up, and I went like, if it would have been a Chihuahua, I would have been dead, man. What else makes me mad? Oh, I know. I hate when you go to the movies, and the guy next to you won't stop talking, so you have to stab him. Oh, man. That bugs me. Best thing to do if you're ever bummed out is to play craftable jokes, though. Here's a couple good ones. Get some milkshakes and some chocolate donuts, and go in front of those Jenny Craig weight loss centers. Just wait for him to come out. Want a bite? Or next time, right before you go into your dentist's office, eat a bunch of Oreos. Then just go, look, doc, they're all filled. Still take the gas. Go ahead.
That was my girl, Lynn. Man, I love that young lady. I've known her since she was about 6 years old, and she was my first employee. She was a co-MC at my clubs and turned into a terrific, entertaining young comic. And it's just a pleasure to be able to share some of her material with you. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Lynn Stobener. Now, we have two headliners coming up next. Right now is our first headliner. As I mentioned, very clean and funny comic, where cruise ships, been on TV, was a regular at the club. You've heard him before on the podcast. Let's listen to the comedy of Greg Otto.
Hey, boys, are they going to hop in the shower? I'm going to hop in the shower. You never hop anywhere else, do you? Yeah, I'm going to hop into this IRS audit. People say a lot of dumb things. Money can't buy happiness. This, of course, a myth perpetuated by poor people to give them reason for living. Kind of like that other one, looks aren't that important? Yeah, well, ugly's not let's crack that to be either. Hope I didn't offend any poor, ugly IRS agents that might be in the crowd. I'm not looking for trouble. You ever been to Supercuts, from these skanky haircutting places? You walk in, what's the first thing they say to you? How may I help you? It's a haircutting place. You have like some firewood. My car's making a funny noise. Come check it out, will you? Bring the blow dryer. There could be trouble. When you leave, they have the nerve to say, have a nice day. Have a nice day? You just screwed up my month. What are you talking about? Have a nice day in June when this grows out. I will see you in court. Now, I'll be the guy wearing a hat. You hurt my feelings. Oh, I was at the mall the other day doing a little shopping with this expensive men's store. Saw a pair of men's shoes on sale. $485 for a pair of shoes. You know, you see a great buy like this, and you gotta stop and think to yourself, do I really want to pay $485 for a pair of shoes? Or I want to go to Payless and buy 485 pairs of shoes? How about a pair of shoes? They put like this little deodorant thing on one of the shoes. It says, throw away, do not eat. Well, you know me, I'll eat pretty much anything I find in a shoe. There's some good eating in there. Don't put those boots on, Ted, it's nap time. Those are yummy and fat-free. You ever notice everything fat-free is also delicious-free? You ever been to the store at the mall with the sharper image where they sell the goofy expensive gadgets and stuff? Has anyone ever actually bought a thing in this place? No, you just go in, you mess around with stuff, something breaks, you leave, right? They sell an underwater pen at the sharper image. Okay, now we have to wait for somebody to invent underwater paper. Who are you writing to underwater that's so important? Help, I'm drowning! It's like, yeah, right? Bought a shirt, it's got this label that says wash separately. Yeah, like that's gonna happen. Guys never wash anything separately, right? I'll wash a white silk shirt along with a sleeping bag and some ice skates. I've got so much stuff crammed into the washer. There's like a cup of water in the whole washer. Stuff's coming out, it's already dry. Then the label says, never needs ironing. Yeah, never needs ironing if you don't mind looking like a wino. I was using some detergent. The label says, harmful or fatal if swallowed. Well, which is it? I need to make some plans. Am I going to die or feel bad for a few days? Do I pay next month's rent? Some stupid labels on things. I noticed a label on Tylenol says you shouldn't take Tylenol if you have more than 3 alcoholic drinks a day. Hey, that's why I'm taking Tylenol. You guys have been fun. That's my time. Thanks so much. I'm Greg Otto.
Greg always has great material that's so easy to take in and relate to. Very funny guy. I know you enjoyed that. And now it's time for our second headliner and our special co-headlining show. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's been all over TV and movies. We talked about he was a regular on Baywatch. He's done thousands of TV commercials, been on lots of TV shows and comedy clubs all over the country. He's now out of Texas. You've heard him before on the show. I know you'll enjoy him again. As I mentioned earlier, this is kind of a softer recording. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it okay, but he's just so dang funny. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the comedy of Tom McTeague.
Have fun. Don't look for me in the water. I don't get in the ocean. Couple of reasons. One, every time I swim at the beach, I'm amazed at all of the parts of my body sand can find. Keep forgetting I have nooks and crannies. Want to I go for a refreshing dip in the surf, and I come out all crunchy. It's not just a guy thing either. Women do, man. You see them. Little teeny tiny bikini, big old swinging bag of sand dangling around that end. That's so sexy. I'm trying something new, though, and this got me kind of excited. Instead of rinsing it off, I'm just going to leave it there, and I'm trying to make pearls. It's a little uncomfortable, but if you look at the bright side, everybody's going to get a pretty cool Christmas gift this year. I think we can all agree your mom just appreciates the gift that much more, you know, when you make it yourself. Oh my God, Tommy, it's a pearl! On a hair. Look at that. Oh my God. The other reason I don't swim in the ocean is I'm deadly afraid of getting attacked by a shark, man. That freaks me out, you know. Lived in California, that used to happen all the time. And whenever it happened, it would be all over the news, you know. They're interviewing all these shark experts, of course, trying to placate everybody's fears. One time I heard this guy gets on the news, he goes, oh yeah, you're more likely to get bit by a pig than bit by a shark. And I thought, great, now I gotta worry about pigs. I didn't even know they liked to swim, you know. I mean, look, if you're attacked by a shark, you get shark bit bragging rights. Somebody goes, how'd you get the scar? You go, okay. Oh, swimming out there, and this great big man-eater, great white, pops up, and he just chomped on me right there, and I pushed him like three times, right in the eyeball, and I went back off, shocking, and he took off, and I'm okay, whatever. Shark bit bragging rights, man, but what are you gonna tell somebody if you get bit by a pig? Gee, Ricky, what happened? Okay. I swim in. You're not going to believe this, okay? But I'm swimming, and all of a sudden, I pop this pig. He's a gigantic sea pig. I've seen him coming towards me, that curly tail, just cutting through the white caps, you know? Tried swimming them little hooves were churning up the surf. Oh, the fast little pig, man. He was gaining on me because I heard him just horrifying. It was like a scene out of that movie Jaws. Wait, I appreciate you laughing too. Thanks. Appreciate that. I've been doing comedy a long time, and I'll tell you what, it just works better when people laugh. Feel free to not laugh. Don't laugh. If you don't think it's funny, don't laugh. I don't, you know, because when you laugh, you're my barometer, and then I think whatever it is that I've said is funny, and I'm not kidding, I'll tell it again. I will. I'll tell the same stupid joke to a different crowd someplace else, and they'll just sit there like bumps on logs, and I'll have to go, folks on a Voyager set me up. So, I have a great job, man. The downside to this job is I travel and I'm a single parent. I've got a daughter who, well, she's 16 now, so I don't miss her at all. She is just so tedious. Oh, and, you know, I don't think I'll ever have another child. I really don't. And I might have a boy child if somebody said, I can guarantee you it'll be a boy child. I might go, well, okay, maybe. But I do not have it in me to raise another girl child because they are scary. They're like real women, but they're littler. They're just full of crazy. I mean, if it was a son, you know, a son gets all up in your face and just go, hey, shut up, pal! Think you can take the old man now, huh? But girls, what do? You're just like, ah, you guys. Here's some more money. You know? What do you do? It's driving me nuts. Whatever, anyway. And, you know, but there's no words to tell your kids how much you love them, you know, and it doesn't stop us as parents from trying. And years ago, I was having to leave on a trip, and I was trying to let her know how I felt, you know. And I go, sweetie, I'm tucking her in. I go, I got to go away on a trip, and just know that while I'm gone, you're in my thoughts and in my prayers and in my heart always, and I love you more than life itself. And I really felt like I was connecting to her, you know. I was really quiet, the covers were pulled up tight, and she's looking up at me with these big, beautiful blue eyes of hers. And after a moment, she goes, Dad? And I said, yeah. She goes, when I get older, am I going to have a lot of black hair in my nose too? I pretended like it didn't bother me. I go, you mean like your mom? Because that's always been a problem for us. Myself checked up, I'm fine. I had my physical, my big midlife man physical. And not a lot of fun going on there for the big midlife man physical. That's always, women seem to get a lot of delight out of me talking about them. It's not fun. If you're too young, then you guys don't know what I'm talking. It's like a treasure hunt. Sort of a Pirates of the Caribbean kind of thing. But I was really nervous about it. I could see it on my vent horizon from the time I was about 30. And I didn't go in for the whole camera crew thing first. First, you have to go in and just have the preliminary checkup before they run the whole camera lights and everything else up there. And so very nervous about it. I go into the doctor's office, and I'm real nervous. He was very professional. He goes, Tom, just relax. This will be over before you know it. Hold on to the edge of the table there and just make the big monkey noise. And I was like, what the? Hey. I didn't even know I could make a big monkey noise. Apparently, though, I was pretty good at it because they gave me a sucker, which I thought I was teasing about that. So here's the real story. So I'm in there. I'm getting ready to have everything checked out. I hear the doctor behind me, and he goes, "Can I put my finger in your butt?" I was like, wow, is that a heck of a coincidence? Because I do that in my show. And I found myself going, that's not true. Here's the truth, though, and I'm tired of lying to you. I never should have started. Here's the truth. I'm in there. I'm getting ready to have everything checked out. I hear the doctor behind me, and I'm not making this up. I swear to you, this is true. I hear the doctor behind me, and he goes, oh, gross. I mean, that is wrong on so many different levels, you know. Here I am in a strange doctor's office, you know. I'm feeling vulnerable. My pants are pummeled around my ankles. He's got the glove on. Snap! Getting ready to grease up and go for it. I just thought, wow, that's some bad bedside manner. I probably should have warned him about the pearls. What are you going to do?
Oh, that was a great set by Tom McTeague. I hope you enjoyed that. Man, what a great opportunity to bring you one of our usual co-headliner shows. So we hope you enjoyed the opening act, Lynn Stobener, our first headliner, Greg Otto, and our closing headliner, Tom McTeague. It's been a pleasure bringing you comedy week after week. Please tell your friends, share it, rate it, review, whatever you can do to help build this up. Let's make it into a good-sized audience. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for special bonus comedy shows, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.